Previously on Compassion Radio.
You guys made me who I am. You contributed to my life so that I could pass this on to other people and make a difference. Whether it's some lady out in a car that has her whole life's possessions begging for money, or whether it's in some foreign land where a woman can't feed her kids, Compassion Radio was there.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. That very phrase was coined by the late Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson a handful of years ago. We lost our longtime host and president in April of this year, as he left behind a body racked with pain and struggle and fell into the loving arms of the Lord and Savior that he served so faithfully in his life. Norm lived his life with a passion for Christ and compassion for all. Today is the conclusion of our three-day tribute to Norm, as we've shared eulogies and remembrances from friends, family, and ministry partners the last few days. Today, we start things off with reflections from longtime friend and radio host himself, Roger Marsh.
It's a real privilege for me to be here, and it's also a privilege to not only be a guest here, but also welcome you here. This is Lutheran Church of the Cross, where I'm one of the assistant pastors. It's been a thrill to open the doors for the family here, and for me personally and professionally, and Norm's been a big influence on my life as a broadcaster. I've been in the broadcast world for 30-plus years. I'm staring at guys right now. Greg Fast helped get me my first job in Orange County. And I see Chris and Michelle Gould here. Good to see you guys. And Dan Wooding. And how y'all doing? Where are y'all from? I just feel like we should. Jim Governelli. It's great to have that family connection. But with Norm, it was interesting because about 6 years ago, I was called into talk radio world where I hadn't been before. I mean, I met Norm years ago when he was doing his morning chapel hour. And I knew of the ministry and kind of followed it from a distance, but didn't really have a chance to interact with him until about 6 years ago when I was tapped with another colleague to host a show for Crawford Broadcasting on KBRT. And Norm and Compassion Radio were also on KBRT as well. And they said, hey, you should have Norm on as one of your first guests. I thought, oh, this is great. So here we are doing the interview, and Norm's in the studio, and we're talking about the Middle East, and we're talking about, you know, whether or not the president should leave troops there and all this other stuff. And Norm came back and said, well, you know what, guys, you do realize that every time we go in there and try to bring democracy, it makes it worse for the church. How could it be worse for the church? Because we're Americans, right? And we want democracy, right? How could that be worse for the church? And he basically lovingly but patiently, but wounds of a friend style, started to explain what Compassion Ministry was actually doing. And I thought about this, I mean, often I think about the times he was on the show after that and how we would have dialogues. And it was great because you knew where he was going, but he wasn't going to let you off easy. Norm is the kind of guy who would affirm you where you are, but challenge you to do better or to go where God was sending you to go. And that's not easy to do because a lot of times the affirmation part is where we just kind of stop. Oh, good. Tell me how wonderful I am and what a great job I'm doing. He could affirm you in what you were doing and at the same time spur you on to do something else. It reminds me of Peter's first epistle, that verse in chapter 3, right around verse 15, where Peter's talking about always being prepared to give an answer. And I realize that that doesn't necessarily mean that we go after people with the Bible saying, I've got a message for you. But it also doesn't mean that we hide away and hope that nobody finds us. Reminds me of a counselor by the name of Jennifer Degler, and I interviewed her one time, and I asked her about her meeting her husband. I said, well, how is it that you and your husband got together? And she said, well, I saw him the first day in ninth grade, and then came back after beginning a sophomore year, and wow, he changed, and I was, oh, boy, this is really something. And then she used this phrase, I'd never forgotten it. She said, then I chased him until he caught me. And I thought, what a great way to go. Isn't that kind of our call in the world, too? I mean, this is Norm saying, I want to go fight with the Kurds. And meaning it, and me believing, I don't care if you're 74 years old, you would do it. You would totally suit up and do this. But the idea that we would put ourselves in a position to be asked, the police officers, when there's a hail of gunfire coming down, snipers somewhere, what do? Do they barricade or do they try to find the sniper? That's what I think of when I think of Norm's ministry. I think of him saying, where's the gunfire? Let's go get it. There's a problem in the Middle East. Let's go find it. There's Christian problems in terms of people being persecuted. There are people who need to hear the gospel. Let's go there. And it just kind of makes you want to go there too, in a way that, as Peter writes, is reasonable, is gentle, and gentle in the spiritual sense. It means power with reserve. And then also respectful. And that respectfulness is not a question. It's a reverence to God saying, I'm being obedient to God. This is where I'm going to go. And I think of Norm's ministry that way. And I think of the partnership he had with Sharon, with the family, and the compassion ministry. It's been such an honor and a privilege for me to be a part of it. And I'm grateful that we can all gather together here too with the trespassers and the debtors, you know, all in one room. Because of the fact that we have, I'm going to go to my phone here, not because this is any sort of gimmick, but because this is really a letter that Norm wrote me. Back in September, is anyone on LinkedIn, by the way? Are you on LinkedIn? If you send me a request on LinkedIn, I'll answer to it, and I'll never look at LinkedIn again. I just, for whatever reason, that's just not me. But for some reason, I was going through one day, and I came across, Norm's name came up, and so I went, oh, I'm going to invite Norm to connect on LinkedIn. Why not? So he wrote me a letter back. And I have to admit, before I get into reading this, I'm humbled to read this. And I'm actually a little embarrassed, too, because there are people who work for different broadcasting companies than me, and they may not appreciate this. But I'll go ahead and say it anyway. This is what Norm wrote to me, and this is dated September 20th, 2016. Roger, I'm delighted to be linked up to you. In my opinion, you are the best Christian talk show host in L.A. Now, we don't always agree on everything politically, but you are wonderfully fair-minded and always well-informed. The Christian community in Southern California is blessed to have you as a resource. Keep up the good work. It was very difficult for me to read that to you because it was so humbling. And I know in talking with Norm and Cher, they like the show. I mean, probably nap time in the afternoon, 3 to 5, they want something to put them to sleep. They listen to my program. I get that. But as we talked about this at the graveside service, and as we were reflecting on this, this with the timing of this is so key, because it was shortly after Norm sent me that note that God started to put him on the final lap. And I'm grateful that he did share that with me, because I know I'm not the only one who got that message. Not just in the broadcasting world, in the ministry world. That was Norm. Working tirelessly to advance the kingdom, but also recognizing those along the way. You're here today because Norm meant something to you. But you're also here today because you meant something to him. And I think each of us can rest, as we miss him terribly, each of us can rest in the knowledge that we'll see him again, we'll enjoy that fellowship, and in the meantime, we're going to carry a piece of Norm with us everywhere we go.
You're listening to a very special tribute to Norm Nelson on today's Compassion Radio. We segue now from Roger Marsh to Mike Murray of GSF Media.
It's like a rehearsal for heaven, isn't it? It's beautiful. I'm Mike Murray from GSF Media, where our team has helped build ministries and businesses, helped them realize their full potentials. And we're kind of known in the circle as Mavericks. We're different. Christian radio has been a part of the focus of the organization for about 20 plus years. I surrendered my life to Christian service nearly 31 years ago, and I've never regretted a moment of it. I want to tell you about my friend Norm Nelson. Norm, too, was a maverick. I loved Norm Nelson. Our team served Norm, and as one who's been ordained into the gospel ministry of Jesus Christ, I'm here to represent the broadcaster side for Norm. I first became acquainted with Norm and Cher when I was attending NRB. I ran radio stations in Alaska at the time, and I started going to NRB in 1987. That was my very first one. And over the years, I would see this impeccably groomed couple, dressed to the nines, Norm normally in a nice blue suit, and he had those distinctive shades that he wore. I would always see them, and the cherry on Norm's cake was Cher in his arm. They would be greeting people, laughing, carrying on, praying. I'd see this every year. Every year. I never knew who they were. Fast forward to 2005. I'm now at GSF Media, no longer at the radio stations. I'm working on the phone. I'm arguing with Ron Walters, Vice President of Salem Communications, about a station in Ohio. I'm looking for an avail for one of my clients that I was serving at the time. And I said, Ron, I don't understand why you won't give me an avail here. What is this? 8:30, you got Chuck Swindoll. Nobody likes Chuck Swindoll. You need to move that program and give me that time slot. And 9 o'clock, Focus on the Family. Why do they own 9 o'clock all across America on your stations? And I was really burning him up about this. And finally, I said, oh, and by the way, what is this Norm Nelson Compassion Radio? What is that? Is that a local show? I've never heard of that. Nobody's ever heard of that. Give me that time slot. And Ron, he paused, and I think for effect, and he said these words. Mike, you've never heard of Norm Nelson? Oh, Mike, let me tell you about Norm Nelson. And Ron began to school me on who Norm Nelson was. It's pretty amazing. I want to refer to my notes because I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. Mike, he's God's man, boots on the ground wherever he's needed most. He goes from the guttermost to the uttermost to help persecuted Christians. We would never move Compassion Radio for anybody. Well, with that, I said, okay, Ron, let's look at some other time. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I got to meet this Norm Nelson. For him to get Ron Walters cranked up like that, he must be something.
You're listening to a very special edition of Compassion Radio today, as we're playing back some of the spoken word audio from Norm Nelson's memorial service, which was held at the end of May. Please continue to keep Cher, Bram, and the entire Compassion Radio team in your prayers. Norm is deeply missed by all of us. And quite frankly, it's still hard to believe that he has left this earth for his true home in heaven. But he is now out of pain and with the Lord. We're always deeply blessed when we hear from our partners in ministry. And that would be you, my friend. Call us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Reach us by mail at Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or find us online at CompassionRadio.com. Let's return to the program and to the words of our dear brother in the Lord, Mike Murray.
Now we fast forward to 2007. I'm at NRB, it's in Orlando, and I'm seated at a table, and we're having dinner, we're talking about programming and having fun, and lo and behold, who comes up to the table but Don Cartmell, who used to serve in the position Ron was serving in now. Don had retired, he was now a consultant with GSF, he was a consultant for a lot of people. And Don comes up to me and says, hey Mike, I've got someone I need you to meet here. Meet Norm and Cher Nelson. That's the worst Don Cartmell impersonation you've ever heard. And I jump up and I said, Norm Nelson, I have heard a lot about you. I've always wanted to meet you. And Cher, I've seen you people at NRB every year. I've never known who you were. Norm was gracious in that deep baritone voice. He would say, well, Don recommends that we talk with you folks. We need some help. And Don said, I think that's a good idea. You and Greg need to get together with him. And that friendship began 10 years ago. And the last 10 years have been, they've had their ups and they've had their downs, but they've been a whole lot more up than down. It's been a rewarding experience working for Norm. Because while we work to try to find opportunities for his program to be heard, Compassion Radio, he was on the road all the time. Gathering stories, ministering to people, speaking. I say all that to say this. Fast forward now to 2017. February. We're back in Orlando. It's NRB again. This time it's Bram and Sandy Floria. And we're meeting with Ron Walters again. We're discussing the transition that has taken place with Norm's blessing that happened back in December when Bram was appointed president and speaker for Compassion Radio. Bram said something that sums up the entire dedication of Norm's life. Bram said, I'm now responsible for a calling that requires much. Not only do I now have to manage the ministry, gather and produce stories, care for our listeners and friends, and travel the globe trying to get stories on what God is doing, I too, like Norm, am called to suffer. Suffer for the persecuted Christian who needs to be helped like Norm helped them. Suffer for those who are wronged in our world simply because they claim the name of Jesus Christ as Savior. Suffer for the cause of Christ. And you know, it was a sweet moment. Ron Walters rose to his feet, pastor to pastors, and he huddled around Bram and Sandy and all of us, and we laid hands on them, and Ron prayed down protection and blessing over their lives and over Cher. He prayed that Norm would soon be healed. He prayed for the ministry's finances. He prayed for the staff. He prayed for the listeners. And when Ron said amen, you knew he had prayed. It's a sweet moment. I came to California in December. Cher had asked for some help at a board meeting. Said, we've got to make some decisions and I need you there. And I said, I'll be happy to come. So I came. We had the board meeting. It was a sweet time. The Lord was there. When it was all over, I told Cher, I said, I want to see Norm. She said, let's go. We motored over to Santa Ana, to the place where Norm was convalescing. And as we walked in that building and we rounded the corner in Norm's room, there he was laying there fast asleep. Christmas music was playing. Cher had decorated the room beautifully. She had a Christmas tree there, pictures of family all over the place. It was really a comfortable, peaceful spot. Cher woke Norm. He looked around. He said, Bram, Mike, how are you? It was a very sweet time. It's a time when I think God granted Norm real good clarity of mind. Cher was watching in amazement. I remember looking in your face and thinking, wow, because you were surprised. It was a sweet time. I just stood back and let he and Bram talk. We talked about the family, talked about the ministry. Norm started saying, we've got to go here, we got to go there, we got to do this, we got to do that. Then he turned over to me and he said, Mike, I'm glad you came. I said, Norm, I just wanted to come and see and visit with you for a few minutes. And I just wanted to encourage you. It's time to get well. NRB's coming. We got to go. He chuckled. He said, well, maybe not this time. I asked him if I could pray for him. He said, sure. Oh, I would love that. So I anointed his head with oil and I prayed for him. I prayed that God would protect and provide for Cher and that God would give Norm swift healing. 10 years of serving that great man. That was the last time I saw him. You know, the tomb of Jesus Christ is empty today, ladies and gentlemen. I got a picture of it on my phone. He's not there. He's risen. And everything Norm Nelson was about in his life had to do with Jesus Christ and the truth of the resurrection. Was Norm perfect? No. Neither am I. But Norm is now rich. He's rich in perfect health. He's rich in being in heaven. He's rich in seeing the Savior for who he has labored and served most of his life. And tonight, you know, think about this. Norm's going to have dinner with his parents and probably numerous friends that are there and tens of thousands of believers that have gone on to glory that he led to Christ. Oh, and let's not forget the King of Kings. Death for Norm is only a comma. Wasn't a period. So at a time like this, I have to ask myself, Mike, are the things you're living for worth Jesus dying for? Am I ready? Have I been faithful to his calling? Norm would say at a time like this that we need to remember what the Bible says. Norm would say the Bible says God can't stop loving you. Just look it up in Jeremiah 31:3. Norm would say the Bible says God can't forsake you. Just look in Hebrews 13:5. Norm would say the Bible says God's mercy can't end. Just look it up. Psalm 107:1. And Norm would say the Bible says God can't fail. It says so in Deuteronomy 31:6. And Norm would say it's because of these things that God cannot do that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But above all, as we honor Norm today, I just want to thank you for coming. And I thank God for the 78 years that Norm was boots on the ground.
Precious words from Mike Murray of GSF Media here on Compassion Radio. As we continue in tribute to the late Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson, next up to the podium is his wife, Cher.
I'm not listed in the program because I wasn't sure whether I'd be able to talk to you or not. Norm had a favorite quotation, that God prepares us slowly to face us suddenly. And he found that true in so many different things that he did, and I watched it play out just over and over and over in his life. As has been mentioned, he studied constantly. He would walk into a bookstore, particularly in London or in Europe, and see these vast arrays of books that he had not read, and he literally would shake. There was so much knowledge yet that he didn't have. And he wanted to be prepared for whatever the Lord took him to. He wanted to know enough to be responsible, to be intelligent, to be able to start a conversation with anyone about anything, and be able to become a friend so that he could share his best friend with them. Well, I found it true in my life, particularly these last 2 years. Norm had a lot of health problems. As you know, he had the heart attack. He had a stroke. He was in stage 3 renal failure. He had gout. He had a stomach ulcer. And I had prepared myself for many years to take care of him in his later days because of a failing heart, because of being on dialysis, because of whatever. Never, ever once occurred to me that it would be that mind of his that would turn on him. And I don't know how many of you know exactly what he faced, because we tried to protect his privacy and his dignity in his last years. But Norm had frontotemporal dementia with severe psychosis. He did not lose his memory with the dementia, but he lost many other things. And the last 7 months, he was hospitalized in one hospital or another, very much not in touch with this world. His psychosis, his broken mind, led him into places that were horrifying for him. He was tortured day in and day out by the things that he saw, by the voices that talked to him, by the horrible experiences that he had. And the most heartbreaking for me of all of it was that he began to believe that God didn't love him anymore. This man of great faith, of great strength, who loved doubting people because he loved to bring them back into the fold and strengthen their faith. This man seemed to lose his. But every day we talked to him, we prayed with him, we sang with him, we played songs to try to reestablish that faith. And as he had for many years, the tears would come as we talked, as we read scripture to him, as we played songs to him, the tears would just trickle down his cheek. We knew God was touching his heart, even if he wasn't curing his mind. We know that as he had that last little struggle, we think it was probably a little heart attack right at the end. He grimaced, he shuddered, and it was no more than probably 15, 20 seconds. And he was gone. But we knew in that moment that his faith was restored completely, that he was in the hands of his Savior that he loved so much. I want to thank you for whatever part you played in his life, in his ministry. Thank you for giving him the opportunity to be able to share with people the things that were on his heart, the things he believed in so much, the things he lived for so passionately. Whether you listened, whether you gave, whether you were friends of his that supported him, however you were involved in his life, thank you most of all for loving him and loving his Savior.
Thank you, Cher, for those beautiful words and for capping off this 3-day tribute to the one and only Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson. Compassion Radio has seen the hand of God at work for over 73 years. With so much to be thankful for, it's sometimes difficult to look ahead for the next blessing God has in store. We at Compassion Radio would like to challenge you to look ahead. As this ministry forges into the future, your call or gift of support is significant to the ongoing outreach of Compassion Radio. Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or look us up online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll be back with you again Monday with more Compassion Radio.